In the year 1899, the first international peace conference was held in The Hague. The purpose? For prevention and codifying the rules of warfare. Prevention of war. It didn't work. A few short years later, World War I broke out. In 1919, the League of Nations was formed. And the Treaty of Versailles was formed, was drawn up. Purpose, I quote, to promote international cooperation and to achieve peace and security. The League of Nations ceased its activities after failing to prevent the Second World War. June 12, 1941, this is just after the beginning of World War II, the declarations of St. James Palace. A group of 9 exiled governments in London formed for the purpose, I'm just going to quote what they wrote down as part of their purpose. The only true basis of enduring peace is the willing cooperation of free peoples in a world which, relieved of the menace of aggression, all may enjoy economic and social security. And it goes on to say, it is our intention to work together and with other free peoples, both in war and peace, to this end. And like I said, that actually was, that took place at the beginning of the Second World War. Actually, it was before the Americans had entered the war. Shortly after that, the Atlantic Charter. President Roosevelt, again, before the U.S. had entered the war, President Roosevelt and Prime Minister Winston Churchill met at sea, and they came up with this declaration. And keep in mind, this is the beginning of the war. After the destruction of Nazi tyranny, they hope to see established a peace which will afford to all nations the means of dwelling in safety within our own boundaries, and which will afford assurance that all men in all the lands may live out their lives in freedom from fear and from want. October 24th, 1945, after the Second World War had ended, 51 nations signed the United Nations Charter. The list goes on and on. Treaties, declarations. We have a bridge, or actually a river out west in Canada here. It's called Peace River. There's a bridge called Peace Bridge. There's a peace sign, peace treaties, peacemakers, peace declarations. But what there is not is peace. And it's not just global peace that's failing. What about individuals? What about inner peace? In a world that works so hard at peace, there certainly is a lot of war. At present, there are 41 active wars in the world, 41 countries involved in active warfare. Those that are not on that list are either recovering from war or preparing for war, or many of them. Thriving businesses have taken over the idea of not having peace, or people struggle to achieve peace. Military spending an all-time high. Don't think there's not people making money off of that. Stock market. You know what companies are making money now? Alcohol companies, drug companies selling antidepressants. Doesn't sound very peaceful, does it? Big drug companies always have and always will cash in on the misfortunes of others, and today is no exception. Finding your Zen, isn't that the latest catchphrase? Finding inner peace, huge business, huge. Today's world, we talk about bailouts. 5 years ago, if somebody asked you what a bailout was, you probably would think they had a hole in their boat. Today we're talking about $750 billion attached to the term bailout. The definition of peace, according to Strong's, is to set at one again. to set at one again. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, verse you all know quite well. And when they shall say peace and safety, when they shall say peace and safety, when this world that we live in says peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them. Mankind is, as always, looking in the wrong place for peace. You know, the word peace is mentioned 400 times in the Bible. And not once of all those 400 times is that peace derived from the workings of a man. Not once. There are 400 times. In 1 Peter chapter 3, First Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Actually, we're going to pick it up in verse 9. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil, and his lips from speaking guile. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Mankind is seeking peace. Everybody's talking about it. The last election that we just had to endure in the United States is on every channel. There's a lot of talk about peace. People are pursuing peace, but they're looking in the wrong place. They're looking to a man, as usual. In Colossians 3, chapter 3, verse 15, you don't have to turn there. It says, let the peace of God dwell in your hearts. In Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, you can turn there. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Let's read about the real source of peace. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The source of true peace is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will bring lasting peace to a world that will have grown very tired of war. By this time, very, very tired of war. In fact, to the point where they realize that they're unable to govern themselves. As individuals, we too must look to God for inner peace. God is not only the source of global peace and a global government, which is soon to come upon the earth, but today it's a source of inner peace for those who wish to go to God for it. Because with the Spirit of God, we have access to this godly peace of mind, and it is the only place where we can achieve it. In Philippians 4, chapter 4 and verse 7, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall feed your hearts and minds. Galatians 5, 22, fruits of the Holy Spirit. Peace is listed among them. If we have God's Spirit and we're using God's Spirit, then we have access to that inner peace that so many people in this troubled world are craving. You know, the President of the United States is not going to bring peace to this world, nor is a drug company, nor is a treaty, or any other type of peacemaking term or document that could possibly be drawn up by man. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace, and he's going to bring it with him when he returns. In closing, I'm going to give you the name of the title for my sermonette, if you're interested in one, and I know at least one person is. The title is a quote from Matthew chapter 6, the Lord's Prayer. Thy Kingdom Come. And when you think about it, that title may not sound at first that it has anything to do with peace, but actually it has everything to do with peace. Because when thy kingdom does come, peace will abound for all of mankind.